Well, this morning's a little bit different. I'm doing that after, right, Noel? Yeah. So this morning's a little bit different because, well, it's already a different summer. If you don't know, our lead pastor, Mike Sammartino, is on sabbatical this summer. So he's away enjoying time with family, and he's actually in the room. But, yeah, I had all sorts of bad stuff to say, so it's a good thing I noticed. Just joking. They snuck in, yeah. Yeah. It's a little bit different, but this morning is kind of Mission Sunday. Many of you know you're praying for us as we are away, but 14 of us were gone 10 days serving in Los Angeles with Center for Student Missions, so 11 high school students and 3 leaders. We were there partnering with the ministry that was happening in the city, trying to join Jesus in his mission. And so this morning, you get to hear from that team, or most of them that are here, just kind of the stuff that God did in and through them. A couple of quick announcements. Let you know that Rendezvous is just a week away, so there will be about 40-some of us heading over the mountains for summer camp in eastern Washington at Sun Lake State Park. So you can be thinking and praying for us. And if there's anyone that didn't yet get registered, rumor has it, I know the guy in charge. I can add you in probably at this point. We can add a couple more. So there's that. But so this morning you're going to get to hear those stories, and the songs that we're singing this morning are some of the songs that the students that are part of that team, we sang a lot while we were in Los Angeles. We wanted to bring them back as we share a story. So all the songs that you hear today are ones that we sang when we were gathering in parks or meeting together to worship and debrief what we were doing. But I'm going to give you just a quick synopsis of the week. So if you didn't know, we do have a blog. Every day we uploaded kind of what we did. Students shared a little bit and told you what we did. So I'm not going to give you the timeline of the whole week. Instead, you can go to that website if you haven't and start at the bottom and work your way up just to see what took place throughout the week. There's some photos and some students sharing, and it'll give you an idea of what we did. And thanks for those of you that followed along and kept up to date with that. But I'm going to tell you just about some of the main things we do to set the frame for our students sharing their stories. And one of the main things we did is serving. We partnered with Center for Student Missions, who has ministry relationships with different places in the city that are caring for the poor or immigrants or sick or aged. And so we spent a lot of time serving, like either preparing meals or serving meals or sorting food at a food bank. Just being at the different missions, and there's some really great people doing great work in the name of Jesus in the city that we got to be a part of. And it was so sweet because not only did we get to be a part of great stuff that was happening, but we got to work alongside people that are either in programs, coming off the streets within the missions and getting to know them, hearing their stories, praying with them, but then also just get to make a difference. On the bottom left there's a picture of the Los Angeles Food Bank, and our team worked for a few hours, and we sorted 25,750 pounds of food that went out to 600 different ministries and places in the city that distributed it. So we did a lot of work, but we got to work alongside just some awesome people, and it was so cool. So those are some of the places. You can read about those on the blog. Other stuff we did on the trip was praying. We spent a lot of time, you know, driving through the city, and they say that Los Angeles is, while it's one of the wealthiest cities in the world, it's also, they say, the first third world city in the United States, that there's so much poverty there and such a wide range and so much extreme poverty next to extreme wealth. And so we tour the city and pray for people, pray for ministries, pray for things that are going on. We'd walk MacArthur Park, where there's a large homeless community, and just different places where people were reaching out. And we didn't just pray for people and ministries, but we were also praying fervently that God would, we were praying for ourselves, that God would give us his eyes to see people the way he sees them. And I think God answered that prayers for our students, that we were praying not just for people we saw, but for ourselves, that God would change us. So we did a lot of praying and prayer tours and walking around. We did a lot of connecting and sharing. One morning we went and bought a bunch of pastries at a Mexican bakery, and brought them out to a park, Pershing Square, and we just found people that were waking up on the streets, and we said, hey, can we have breakfast with you? And it wasn't just passing out food, but sitting and hearing their stories, getting to pray with them, talk about Jesus with them, and just hear stories. And it was terrifying because we're like, okay, go talk to people, and it's intimidating and scary, but you sit down with someone, you share food, and you hear their story, and that was just really, really cool. And every day, I think the highlight for many of our students was serving at this place called Las Familias, which is right in the heart of Skid Row. A lot of kids of parents who work in the sweatshops in the garment district, recent immigrants, and there's this little place right there in the heart of it called Las Familias, and we were told to prepare for 20 to 30 kids that would show up, and we had, I think, like 70 the first day, and we'd play with them. Our students fell in love with them. You'll hear more about that. And this woman on the bottom right, her name is Alice, and she started this place over 30 years ago, just realizing that there was no place to connect kids and that kids would get lost in the shuffle as parents are moving and poverty was striking families, and just this very selfless woman who serves big time just to care for kids. And we weren't allowed to take pictures on Skid Row or in Las Familias because of the kids in there. But we did take this one picture of this kid named Leonardo. He says, "Nice meeting the team. You guys are so nice. I wish you stay here forever." That was what someone wrote in Brad's journal, just one of the kids. And there was a lot of tears shed on that Friday when we left. And we called it beautiful pain. It was hard to say goodbye, but it was sweet. And then we also just went down trying to learn. So we spent a lot of time debriefing what we saw, processing it, hearing stories, coming alongside people, jumping into the city and trying to understand what life there is like. And we also had just an amazing host who works with CSM named Dan, who's actually from Gig Harbor, and our group fell in love with him. And we're making team T-shirts, and the front of the T-shirt is Dan's face, which is just how much we loved him. So it was just such a cool experience. And so you're going to hear some students talk about what God did in and through them within those stories. And then at the end of the service, we also have the Latvalas back with us from St. Petersburg, and they're going to share about their ministry and what's next for them and what God is doing. And so I hope you can just delight in what God is doing in the lives of people and around the world, drawing people to himself, and that we get to be partners in ministry with him and join with what he's doing. And that's what we did in LA, and that's what we're going to celebrate this morning. So on that, I'm going to invite the ushers forward to – oh, we also played a lot. We had fun. We had a great group. I forgot about that slide. But we had fun, and our students had to memorize almost all of Philippians 2, the whole second chapter, which is all about having an attitude the same as that of Christ Jesus, to in humility consider others, value others above yourselves, to serve and to love and to give. And our students lived that out, and it was sweet, and it was awesome. So thank you for praying. I hope you're blessed by hearing stories this morning about what God did. But we're going to ask the ushers to come forward. We're going to collect our morning offering. And so we can do that as we sing this next song. The other thing I'll do right now is if you are a kid up through fourth grade, you are dismissed to Kids on the Rock. You can head downstairs with Miss Noel and have an awesome time down there. And have a good one. So let me pray for our offering, and then we'll continue to sing.